felt just, I'm going to do yoga. But everything that went on this week, we need to let it go. Things that were said, things that were done to you, people that might have hurt you, people that might have ignored you, whatever it is, let's let it go. This is a time for prayer, for praise. It's a time to invite the Holy Spirit to please come in. And you are so welcome, Holy Spirit. This is your time, Holy Spirit, so we can glorify and exalt our Father. Sweet Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for us. Thank you so much, Father, for loving us, even when we're so unlovable. I just give you the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. So when we come, we need to come into an honor of presence, and we need to respect that presence. And I'm getting chills all over me. So I know it's a little chilly in here, but I feel the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So we need to allow the Holy Spirit to minister how he wants to. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about how we accept things and we just let it go. So, and for instance, and I'll give you an example. My knee had a really severe tear in the meniscus. And I kept banging it, I kept icing it, I kept on. And in that process, my meniscus tried to heal itself. So what it would do would flip over, is what the doctor said. So some days it didn't hurt. Other days it would. So instead of accepting it, I go to a doctor, I get well. We do not have to accept things in our lives, okay? And by that, I mean you do not have to accept the negativity that you get. People are going to be rude to you. People are going to be ugly to you. And it says, you know, turn the cheek. I know that's really hard to do, but I have been praying for my enemies. I've had people the past week that have hurt my feelings so bad. And I thought, no, Lord, I'm going to pray for them because I don't know where they're coming from. And that's what we need to do. We've got to stay right with God, okay? Mm-hmm. I was reading, of course I get on Facebook way too much, but I was reading. This little four-year-old went to his mother and told her, Mom, things are so bad at pre-K. They bully me, and I don't even want to live anymore, but I don't want to die by myself. And this breaks my heart. So she went in there to check on him, and her four-year-old and two-year-old were hung in the closet. They were dead. Now, I'm telling you, if we do not have the Holy Spirit in us, if we don't allow the Holy Spirit to work through us, to say to somebody, you know what, I've got an answer for you. God is your answer.
Amen.
God loves you.
What if they don't want you? What do we do about that? Huh? What if they don't want you?
You still tell people, you don't know what your seed is going to do. The drug dealer next door to us, he's been in the hospital. He had seizures. I mean, some people just left him there, stole all of his money and left him. The ambulance came again last week and took him off. And I was telling Kathy and Brother Thacker that he got back in the hospital again. I went, Brother, you need to get out of that business. God is saving your life. God loves you. And he gave me such an awful look. But you know what? That's okay. I'm going to still tell him about God.
Amen.
Had people told me about God when I had that abortion, I wouldn't have had that abortion. I tortured myself for over 20 years thinking about suicide, actually attempting suicide because of what I did. We have got to quit thinking about ourselves all the time.
Amen.
And reach out and help one another. Quit tearing us. We're tearing each other down. We're so quick to judge. We're so quick to look at somebody and prejudge them. We're so quick to be, we just want to get mad because they've been ugly to us. But you know what? We're children of the King.
Amen.
We are his warriors. And if we're being ugly to people and not trying to help them, then something's wrong with that. We need to extend our kindness. It may be a smile. It may be a prayer. It may be giving them some money. I don't know. You go, well, I don't have any money. Well, there's change down in my truck. The kids drop all the time when I used to watch them. Today, somebody came up to the van and she goes, I need money, but I didn't have any cash. I felt so bad. I said, I've got a bag of Cheetos, and she took them and just ripped them up and started eating. And I said, God bless you. You know, we got to be open to what God wants. And we want healing. We need money. We need this. We need that. Amen. But we're not being obedient. And we wonder why things are so rough. Because we're not obedient doesn't mean God doesn't love us anymore. Okay? We're going to screw up. But God, once again, the day that I was conceived in my mother's womb to the day I died, God knows everything about me. Every hair on my head. He knows what I'm going to do. He knows when I'm going to make bad choices. But He's always there for me. And yes, you're going to go through trials and tests. And it's hard. I'm telling you, they're hard.
Yeah.
But it's to get through so you'll be stronger. Amen. He's not here to tear us down. He's to make us strong. I'm so sorry. David and my anniversary was this week. And I just missed him so much. But I'm not mad at God. God got a beautiful person.
Amen.
A guy that loved this church. But I get so lonely for him.
Priscilla, you just get along with your dad. It's just that. That's just what it is.
But what I'm saying is, I know I have a Lord that loves me. He didn't go, oh, let's mess up Bartimaeus. Let's mess up Chris's wife. She's no good. Let's take her husband. That's not what he does. He loves us.
Amen.
I got it, baby. Thank you. He takes care of us. And that's why I get discouraged when nobody wants to give a praise. You're walking, you are talking, you're in a wheelchair, you're talking, whatever your disabilities. Teresa always comes in with a smile and hugs.
Amen.
Okay? That may not seem a lot to y'all, but to me, it's everything.
Amen.
Because she loves us. That's how she expresses her love.
We do.
And we've got to stop thinking about ourselves 24/7.
You know, even though when I converted, I still come here because I still come to Bartimaeus because I still love each and every one of you. And I loved it when Chris and David helped me out with my mother when we didn't have, she really helped us out. And I can never stop saying thank you. Yeah.
Hey, we all got to do what we got to do.
Amen.
You know? And if you feel like you're at a point where you can't give anymore or you can't do anymore, then you need someone to pray with you. Because that fire that you once had and you knew, boy, God loves me and I'm on fire for God, you need to get that back.
Amen.
Okay, times are so bad. Babies are hanging themselves.
Mm-hmm.
People are killing other people. Times are bad, people. Times are so bad. I mean, there's killings every day in Dallas. Every single day. Cops killing people, people killing cops. I mean, it's just the racial tension. We got to show that we love one another here.
Amen.
I don't care what color you are. I love you because God put that love in my heart for you.
Amen.
Okay, when you became a Christian, you're all into it. God, you're my Savior. I'm in it with you.
Yes.
I am in it with you. It's tough sometimes, but hey, I know you love me.
Yes.
And you can't give up. You cannot give up. We got to keep fighting the fight. There's a warrior that's inside of you, roaring like a lion. You know, there's something inside us that gives us that to want to do better. We need to be more Jesus-like. That's why you go through things. We're supposed to be exhibiting more Jesus-like characteristics, not getting mad and angry and frustrated like I do all the time. You got to show love and kindness.
Amen.
Do the things. Go the extra step for somebody. You will be so rewarded. And don't get me wrong. I know people in here I can count on my hand. That you do stuff every week, every day for people. But do it because you love them. Do it out of love, not because you feel like you have to. Do it out of love. God's going to repay you back. You're planning your future in heaven. Okay? We don't want to keep, we can't take anything here on earth with us. It's gone. Mm-hmm. Like the husband, he had money. I told this before, but it's funny. He had so much money, but he never gave her a dime. Mm. And he was very stingy with his money. And he said, I'm telling you right now, Mary Beth, when I die, I want you to get all this money and put it in my coffin. I'm taking it with me. Mm-hmm. She went, you bet I will. I promise you. You know, and so they go to the funeral, and her best friend comes up, Mary Beth, did you put all that money in there? She goes, I sure did. I wrote him out a check. I mean, it's just how you look at stuff. And Christianity should be fun. It's not, oh gosh, we got to praise God. Praise you, Jesus. Standing by the cross. It should be fun. We should have joy here.
Amen.
The only time I see everyone having joy is when we're going to eat. That goes for me too. I love it when we're going to eat. I love it because we can sit and visit. You know, I love all of that. David loved that. Oh my gosh. So, you know, it was just a time of weeping this week and Kimmy being so sick. I mean, I could go on, but I don't want to. Today is the beginning of the week. Today is the beginning of what God's going to show me something today.
Amen.
He's going to show me something because I love him and I'm open.
Amen.
Thank God he looks at our hearts and not our actions all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, because we can be pretty ugly with our actions, the things we do, the way that we look at people, or the way we snarl. Looky there. I mean, I do it. I don't mean to. It's just like, oh, look at that. Oh, you know. And, you know, people are struggling. Everyone in here is struggling with something.
Amen.
And I just want you to know that God has the answer. But get the peace from God and be obedient. Because when you are obedient and you keep your faith, God gives you that power to move on. That's what we need, is that power. So God gives us the wisdom. God gives us the manifestation of faith. God gives us the things that we need, and we all need love. We need attention. I don't care if you're man in here, I don't desire the attention. Men like attention, believe me. We all need that attention. We all need a hug.
Amen.
I love to hug because I need hugs.
Amen.
My daddy was the best hugger there was in the whole wide world. He could hug me and I'd be so distraught. He'd go, Prissy, it's going to be okay. And I knew it. It was like from God to him. And I miss that so much too. And I would nag and nag at David. You don't give me any attention. I'm here, aren't I? I love you. I come home from work. I'm not at a bar or something. I went, really? These are things that you should do normally. You know, I'm not with anybody else. I'm like, okay, so you show your love different. We had times, boy, I'll tell you though, but they were good times. We would have been married 37 years.
Today?
No, last Tuesday. But you know what? I had a lot of good years with that man. We kicked around the can lots of times together. So one day I'll get to see him. But until then, we got to keep going. We got to keep going. Just like Kathy and Ruth with Wayne and David dying. Got to keep going. Got to keep going. People in here have lost everybody in their family almost. You got to keep going. God doesn't do these things to punish you. As much as I love Isabella, you know, if she did something, I'm not going to make her hurt because she did something. I'm not going to wring her arm off or something. I'm not going to torture her. I love her. I want to teach her the right way.
You know, I think while you're on trial, this is a trial.
Yeah, we all have our trials, but we're going to have our good times too. What happens, Kelly, is we hit valleys, and then we're high on the mountaintops, and we hit valleys, and we're high on the mountaintop. But as life goes on, and your faith and growth and maturity in Christianity, those depths of valley get up higher, and the mountaintops get lower. Because we're trying to be on that Jesus line. That's what he wants us to be, more like Jesus.
Amen.
To be grateful. To be thankful. God is our everything. Amen?
Amen.
Let's all say we're a child of the King.
We are
a child of the King. He loves you. Say, God loves me.
God loves me.
God loves me.
God is in my situation today.
God is in my situation today.
God is a problem solver.
God is a problem solver.
He is. He is. We've got to keep that up.
Amen.
We've got to keep that attitude that He has the answer for us. So just know that one day all this is going to be gone. We're going to be in heaven. And the things you do now, you can't take with you. But God has things in heaven for you. You are making your mansion big and bright. You've got jewels in your crown in heaven. So know that whatever you're working for here, it's because what we're going to receive, the blessings in heaven. That's what it's all about. So quit picking on each other. Just love one another and know that we're going to be okay. Bartimaeus is going to be okay. This church will go on and on. We have an associate pastor. Do you think that was not God's plan, bringing Linda and Larry here? And it was by Lori, which she's passed on. See, a little bit of word of mouth just goes a long way. So it wasn't, that God makes no mistakes, okay? He does not make a mistake. And He made you beautiful.
Amen.
And of course, some of us are really cute. I'm kidding. I'm just saying He made you beautiful. He perfected you to how He wanted you.
Amen.
You are beautiful. Brenda, you are beautiful. Luigi, you are beautiful. Dawn, Deborah, Teresa, I've already told you, no, I'm sorry. April, Edith, Dee Dee, Gigi, Kathy, God, I'm forgetting people's name. Kelvin, Kelly, yes, you too. Pastor Thacker, we are beautiful because we're made in God's image.
Amen.
We should be rejoicing. Let's all give God a hand, Pastor. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we give this time to you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you can fill us up and give us joy. Oh, Lord, I seek your joy and peace today. Father God, please bless this church. Bless this music and bless Brother Thacker. Bless the piano playing with Edith. Please, just a special miracle and blessing for each person here today. Just a special blessing today. We love you and give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.